The newly renovated and expanded Museum of Modern Art opens to the public tomorrow in New York City. It's known by its initials in New York, MoMA. Since it first opened in 1939, MoMA has featured more than just painting and sculpture. It added photography, film, architecture, and design. But since the 1950s, young artists have complained that MoMA has looked too much to the past. David Darcy reports that the museum's new $425 million home offers it a chance to re-examine its mission.
Yoshio Taniguchi designed the new Museum of Modern Art. He told MoMA's board that if it gave him a big enough budget, he could make the architecture go away.
I tried very hard to do that. I mean, what I'm trying to get at is try to create an environment where people meet works of art, rather than creating very strong sculpture object. To make an environment, that's what I was getting, talking about when I said that,
MoMA's director, Glenn Lowry, thinks he succeeded.
What I think Yoshio has done is to design a building that is ethereal, that literally dematerializes and allows the experience of space and light to take over. And he's found a way of drawing the city into the building, literally framing these monumental vistas, but also a way of projecting the museum out into the city, in a sense transforming us into a profoundly urban institution.
In the lobby, you can look out to the Picasso and Miro bronzes in MoMA's sculpture garden and to the office buildings beyond. Behind you, up a set of steps in a five-story atrium, stands Barnett Newman's inverted obelisk. Behind that, Monet's water lilies cover most of the wall. Outside on 54th Street, you can look up a few floors and see a red Cisitalia sports car from the museum's design collection. On 53rd Street, Taniguchi's sheer walls lengthen the facade of earlier museum buildings. At nearly $500 million, the architect's structure is the most costly object in MoMA's collection. But architect Daniel Libeskind, best known for his Jewish museum in Berlin, wishes MoMA had built a sculptural destination, not what he calls a cold white box that looks like the office buildings around it.
I don't believe that any building is neutral. A building is always doing something, is always telling you something, is telling you about a certain attitude to the world. And it's a very corporate attitude in this case, very elegant and very well designed and very sophisticated. But it's an attitude which I think isn't kind of wide enough to incorporate those teenagers from Brooklyn and families from wherever that they would be the welcome guest of this museum. It's the person just wandering through and wanting to be inspired that should really be the target.
Arranging the art inside is another issue for the institution that for decades rejected the notion of a permanent collection. Now it owns what many consider the world's finest collection of the art of the last 100 years. When modern art museums were rare, MoMA was viewed as a definitive international tastemaker. Now, even with twice as much gallery space to fill, curator Ann Temkin says you can't be definitive at a time when more artists are producing more art than ever before.
I don't think there's the same sense, and I'm not speaking just for contemporary, but for the entire collection, of the ability to be definitive as there might have been 20 or 50 years ago. Certainly I can say we've done our best to collect and thereby show what we feel is the best work by artists who seem to us most compelling right now. But there are certainly a lot of artists whose work we would love to own that we don't yet. There are certainly works that we happen to have that may already seem not to have stood this test of time. The thing to remember about the contemporary collection here is that it's the one that's most emphatically a work in progress.
And it's always a process of evaluating contemporary art against works in MoMA's collection that have stood the test of time, says John Elderfield, chief curator of painting and sculpture.
Those people who deal only with the contemporary, they can easily believe that, they're seeing a great deal of, new things. But much of it can turn out to be, in fact, simply a version of something which has been happening in the past. And having a collection of it, I think, really puts the pressure on the new to come into this context. I mean, not that you're comparing everything to Van Gogh or Cézanne or Duchamp, for that matter. One has to evaluate the art of our time and make what one believes to be the best choices.
Those choices are being challenged by art critics like Martin Filler, who look at the new MoMA's vast white interiors and ask, why isn't there more art?
I was rather surprised by the relative sparsity of the hang, so to speak. I think that the pictures are very widely spaced in the permanent collection galleries, perhaps gauged by the attendance figures that they're expecting, and they want to give people lots of room to stand between the pictures. But it certainly doesn't seem to justify the doubling of space at the museum. The complaint always has been, well, we don't have enough space to show enough art. And in a way, you've gone to all this trouble, and it doesn't have that feeling of density and of richness that one would have hoped for.
With so much wall space, no one's talking about MoMA outgrowing its new home, at least not yet. But it's happened half a dozen times in 75 years. Yoshio Taniguchi was hired to redesign a renovation and expansion that was brand new just 20 years ago.
I was a little bit worried about that. But this time, we planned the museum far ahead into the future. At the same time, made sure the building was very sturdy, that which cannot be broken down so easily. You know, so I hope this building will stand. Also, this concept itself is very strong. Maybe they will renovate or expand, but I'm sure this main space will remain forever, I hope.
Taniguchi says he's done his job as an architect. Now MoMA's future is in the hands of the museum. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.
If you want to see photos of the new MoMA, Museum of Modern Art, and some of the artworks on exhibit, go to npr.org.